that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, we're grateful for the victories we won. We could go on and on and on about your works, because we're grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from our hearts are the issues of our hearts. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We're grateful this morning. We're thankful this morning. Flowing from our hearts are the issues of our hearts. It's gratefulness. Have you thought about what you're grateful for? We have so much to be grateful for on this week of Thanksgiving, God. We're grateful. Grateful, 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 as is flowing from our hearts. Grateful, 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 as is flowing from our hearts. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from our hearts. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from our hearts, flowing from our hearts are the issues of our hearts. It's gratefulness. We have so much to be grateful, God, and we thank you. It's gratefulness. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We praise you. We're grateful. It's gratefulness. Flowing from our hearts are the issues of our hearts. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. We are grateful on this day. We're grateful for this new day that you have made, God, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that you are doing new things in our lives. And, God, this morning we just love you and we just simply say that we are grateful. God has not promised me sunshine that's not the way it's going to be, but a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain makes me appreciate the good times this week. I pray that you will be grateful for every single thing that God has done, that he...
Each and every one of us this morning, we had tagged this day, Lord, make ways out of no ways Monday, and we appreciate you. We have a grateful heart as our sister has ushered us in, mighty God. We thank you, Father God, that we have a heart to say thank you, that we have a heart that is grateful. And each and every one of us, God, we come with bowed hearts and bowed ways before you, God. We are unified in the spirit on today, but we lift up your holy name. We see you high and we see you lifted up and we call you blessed. And we thank you, Father, that we can gather here today to just worship you with spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you for your word there on today, Father, that's bringing the word that you anoint her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water. We thank you, Father God, for Minister Tiffany that ushered us in. God, continue to bless her and pour in her cup. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, mighty God, that your mighty hand and your outstretched arm is upon their life. And Father God, Lord, that you meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus, that you do exceedingly abundantly above all that they can ask or think according to the power that works in them, God. Every caller on this line, God, each and every day, the faithful ones, God, the ones that call in every now and again, God, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless and meet every need, Father. Lord, we ask, God, that you make the crooked path straight and the rough place smooth. Father God, we ask, God, that your anointing, God, be placed on each and every person on this line on today. Father God, Lord, that you heal, deliver, and set free, Father. And Lord, those that need salvation, God, we call them forth in the kingdom for such a time as this. God, we ask, God, for your favor upon each and every person right now, that you're prospering the works of our hands, God, that you're ordering our footsteps in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Lord, that you're making ways in the wilderness and the ways in the desert, God. Father, we thank you that your river is flowing throughout, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each and every one of us, our cup is overflowing in the name of Jesus. God, we are grateful today. We have a grateful heart, God, that you chose us today and put us in the kingdom, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have chose us, God, to lift up praises, oh, God, unto you. Father, we are grateful, God, that you are doing a new thing in our life, oh, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and you change not, God. But, Lord, you do new things for us each and every day. You are a life-getter, God, a heart-fixer, God, a mind regulator, Father, and we appreciate who you are in our life. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we bow at your feet. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary for us. Now, Father, we plead the blood over each and every person on this line, even over artist life, God, and his customers, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you today. We thank you today. These are the things that we ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
My sister Keisha, thank you so much. That's my sister that prays the heavens right on down. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and making sure that we were comfortable here on the Master's Call and then opening us up with that powerful, anointed, ground-shaking prayer this morning. We thank God for you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Thanksgiving week. We say we are grateful to be here this morning, and we would not have the opportunity to be here if it was not for the yes of our two phenomenal, amazing, dynamic co-founders, Dr. P. Tapakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so they said yes to God on October the 25th of 2010, and that was the mission and the mandate that God had given them so that our lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. A scripture reference was given, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we gather here each and every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour in this telecommunication sanctuary. But I also want to let you know that we do have a website for this call, and you can go to themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived. All of the bios for our speakers are posted there. I also want to let you know that you're probably wondering, wow, I heard people from different parts of the world come on this line, and how did that actually happen? Well, what knitted us together was a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. And when I tell you that an appointment with artists will change your life, and I say if you let it, why? Because it's a decision and a choice how what you put into your body each and every single day. And when I tell you that these products are phenomenal, they are. So we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and for each and every Artist Life distributor. And if you don't know anything about Artist Life, get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more with you. Also, immediately following this call today, it is Inspirational Monday on the morning motivational call, and so you are welcome to join the morning motivational call immediately following this call, and I will give you the, hold on for a second, technical difficulties going on over here. I will give you that information. But maybe you are here on the master's call and you have a prayer request, you have a praise report, you have a testimony, maybe you want to know some information, maybe you want to be a worshiper and bring us into worship in the morning, maybe you have a message in your belly that has been sitting there, and maybe God is positioning you and realigning you to actually serve his kingdom. So why not start here on the master's call? It's easy. All you have to do is send an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brendan Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. So to go over to the morning motivational call, I got to get that number for you, but yeah, because everything's changed. But nevertheless, I will get the number and tell you later on what that telephone number is and the PIN code that you need to get in. But at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So our speaker for today is none other. Oh, my gosh, this woman of God, she is absolutely powerful. Her name is Prophet Kai Brown. When I tell you that she is definitely plugged in and connected to what God is doing in this season, she is. She has been coming to us with so many powerful and profound series that I just, you know, am blown away by the instructions and the directions that the Lord is taking us in through her. So she is definitely a mighty, mighty vessel of God that has allowed herself to be used of him. She is a daughter. She is a mother. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is a woman who carries the anointing of God. She is a woman who carries the instructions of God. She is a woman who carries the wisdom and the knowledge of God. She is kind. She is anointed. She is intelligent, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning. So it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there? Are you out there this morning?
I am, my beautiful songbird. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my beautiful, beautiful sister, songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for doing double duty this morning, ushering us into the presence of the Lord and hosting us with such Jesus joy at O Dark 30 in the morning. And to our beautiful Pray the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha Lee, for hosting, for seating and greeting us this morning and opening us up with prayer. And of course, we give honor to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here this morning for such a time as this. But of course, we know that we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together yet again in your presence, to be prepared for such a time as this, to just bask in the glow of your word, to receive that which you have ordained for us to receive this morning. Father, I ask you to move me completely out of your way. Have your way in this place this morning, O God. None of me and all of you. Lord, we want to receive that which you have for us. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. So when I came before you on Friday, we started a message that's entitled, Stop Pimping Your Purpose. That is, stop pimping your purpose. And we started off by talking about what God's purpose is for us. And we started off with Genesis 1, 26 and 27, which reads, Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So God's first purpose for us, and this is just a recap, was to create us in his image. That was the first purpose, was for us to be created in his image. Then he goes on to tell us that before we were even born, before we were created in the womb, before we were knitted together in the womb, he knew us. He had appointed for us, he had ordained our purpose before we were even knitted together in the womb. And that came from Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5. And then in Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12, he says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. So we began to talk about purpose. And in order for us to understand how we are pimping our purpose, we have to first understand what our purpose is. So this morning, we are going to continue to talk about purpose. So let's go to Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, God wants it to be clear that even before the beginning of time, even before he knitted us together, in our mother's womb, he created us in Christ Jesus to do good works. So Ephesians 2 and 10 tells us, before we were born, God created us in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he had prepared for us in advance. It wasn't by chance or happenstance that God did this. He created us, he created these good works in advance. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love, Ephesians 1 and 4. See, God had a plan and a purpose for us before the creation of the earth. Before the creation of the earth, God purposed us. Ephesians 1, 11 and 12, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. See, all of this he put into action before the beginning of the earth. God purposed us before the beginning of the earth. Isaiah 46 and 10, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. God is letting us know he didn't leave it to chance, that he has a purpose for each of our lives. Are we taking the time to understand that purpose? Are we taking the time to make sure that we are walking according to that Jeremiah 29:11 plan, purpose for our lives? Do we know what that purpose is? Have we figured that out? Have we built our relationship with God such that we clearly know that purpose? And that purpose is generally multifaceted, many-fold. So me, my work purpose is to be an engineer and to train younger engineers to do what I do. That is my work purpose. My spiritual purpose is to train others to be prophetic and to walk out their spiritual gifts according to God's plan. That is my spiritual purpose. But are you walking out? Are you learning? Have you gotten with God? Have you built your relationship such that you know what your purposes are? Are you still walking around in the desert searching? Or have you not even developed your relationship with God so that you understand what that purpose is or what those purposes are? Or have you grown through that first purpose and now you're searching for that next thing God has purposed you for? Where are you in that relationship? Or have you gotten so comfortable in your purpose that now you are pimping your purpose, that you're using it for your own financial gain instead of building, using that purpose and using it passionately to build the kingdom of God? Stop pimping your purpose. Or have you fallen off and just to the point where you don't even know what that purpose is? See, it's time, my sisters and brothers, that we stop and get still and hear God to make sure, one, that we are walking in our purpose, that we know that we know that we know what we are called to do, that we know that we have stepped into that Jeremiah 29:11 plan so that we could walk according to that purpose, so that we are hearing God clearly. See, because I don't want to be out of place when the blessings begin to come forward, because we are in purpose and we are on purpose. I don't want to be out of place. I want to make sure that I am exactly where God desired and designed me to be in this season of my life. See, because if I'm where God designed me to be in this season, then there's nothing that the enemy can do. Now, he can throw all sorts of things at me, but there's nothing that he can do to thwart God's plan. He can try. But if I'm in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan, no fiery darts, no arrows from hell can stop what God has for me. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty, the purpose of all mankind. See, God desires that we, his children, keep his commandments. That is our purpose, to walk according to his plan. Are you willing to walk according to his plan? Are you willing to be purpose-driven. Are you willing? It's up to you. He's giving us free will. He is allowing us to design, to decide. He doesn't make us. He's not forcing. He has decided that he loves us so much, that he cares for us so much, that he's going to allow us to make our own choices. Just like he allowed Adam and Eve to chew in the garden. Just like he allowed Jesus to choose in the garden. See, they both had choices to make in the garden. Adam and Eve chose poorly. They chose to eat of the fruit that God told them not to eat of. Jesus, while praying in the garden, chose to go the path of nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. They both had choices to make in the garden. Jesus chose to fulfill his purpose and submit to the will of God. Jesus chose purpose over all else. He chose to pursue his purpose with a passion, even though his purpose was to go to the cross, to die, to restore us to right relationships. He pursued his purpose with passion. He didn't pimp his purpose. He didn't say, well, God, you know, I'll do this if you do this for me. He was fully God. He could have just said, I'll wave my hand and fix it. But instead, he chose to suffer the cross. Now, if that's not pursuing his purpose with a passion, I don't know what is. He chose the route of nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. Stop pimping your purpose for a dollar and start pursuing it with the passion that Jesus pursued his purpose. God will take care of all the rest of it. His word tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, and God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's very clear. Now, one example in biblical times of, and it wasn't even pimping his purpose, but Elisha's servant pimped Elijah's purpose because Nahum had gotten healed and wanted to pay Elisha for the healing. But Elisha sent him away. No. I'm just doing what God told me to do. But Elijah's servant, and I'm pronounce the man's name wrong. Let me try this again. Gehazi was Elijah's servant, and instead of allowing Naaman to go away, he's pursued after Naaman and said, oh, Elisha's changed his mind. I'm going to take the money. So Gehazi pimped somebody else's purpose. He tried to make it seem like Elisha was the one who wanted the money. And this comes from the second book of Kings, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. If you read that whole book of 2 Kings 13, you'll see how this played out. See, this servant wanted to pimp Elijah's gift. He wanted to take the money and run. See, but God was not pleased. So God had to make sure that Gehazi got what he had coming. Do not make God, do not make God punish you for pimping your purpose. Do not have to get the consequences for pimping your purpose, because there are consequences that come for pimping your purpose. Now, again, I'm not going to finish this today. We are going to be in this series until God says otherwise. But know that you know that you know that God has a Jeremiah 29:11 plan for your life. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. And the next time I come before you, we're going to talk about how we determine what that purpose is. We're going to walk through the steps of finding that purpose. And after that, we're going to walk through the steps of walking in that purpose. And then we're going to talk about pimping that purpose. So I'm going to turn the call back over to our host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I'm here, Prophet Kai. Thank you so, so much for continuing the series. So on time for where we are in this season. God bless you. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us take a moment to go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless you. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. We are grateful for you, Father, for you being the head of our life, for you being our creator, for you being our provider, for you being our shelter, for you being our way maker, for you being our healer, for you being our deliverer, for you being our all in all, God. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough, God, because you are so good. You are so, so good. You are better than good. You are all that in a bag of three chips, Father, and we just bless your holy name. We give you all the praise and honor and glory, Father, as we go into this Thanksgiving week, not just a day, but let's have a week of Thanksgiving, God, where we do nothing but thank you, God. We thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for everyone that is under the sound of my voice right now and those that will listen later, God. We thank you for Prophet Kai, and we thank you that you are filling her up with your virtue until she overflows. We thank you that every single need that she stands in need of, that it is already taken care of, God, that gates have been opened, that doors have been opened, that doors have been closed, God, that you already have the floodgates of heaven ready to rain down and saturate her household, Father God, and every single thing that she needs in her business, in her nonprofit, in her ministries, in her book sales, God, you have already done it. So I pray right now, overflow in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for overflow in her life, Father. I thank you for that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are delivered, and that we are set free in the name of Jesus, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. We thank God for you, and if you would like to go back and listen to this message again, or not only listen to it for yourself, but maybe you want to pass it on to a friend. So how do you go about doing that? Well, it's simple. Just go ahead and dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957677 pound. All these new numbers are like, whoo. Okay, and then for the morning motivational call, where our speaker and host this morning will be none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the number to dial in is 667-770-1525. You're going to use the PIN 294-617 pound. Let me repeat it one more time, 667-770-1525. pin code 294617 pound, and that's immediately following this call. Again, we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Again, thank you to my Pray the Heavens Down sister, Minister Keisha Lee, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for opening us up with that powerful and anointed prayer. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time series that you are bringing instructions to us with. May God continue to bless you, and it has been a privilege, pleasure, and a pleasure for me to be your psalmist and your host for this morning. I'm going to ask Minister Kai to come back and give us our benediction for today. Remember, whatever you do, be grateful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Songbird, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for being the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we want to continue to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. Father, we know that we know that we know that you are the God of all things, and we thank you for it. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure we glorify you and honor you. Father, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Remember, my TMC family, I love you to life, and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.